Hello, it's Thursday, the 18th of June, and this is Israel in 10, the Misgav Daily Brief. I'm Laura Cellier in Tel Aviv. The deal has been signed, the Strait of Hormuz is open, and oil prices have fallen. But Israel and the United States are on a collision course over Lebanon, where another IDF soldier has been killed by Hezbollah. Former MK and Misgav senior fellow Ruth Wasserman Land says she sees Qatar's fingerprints all over the agreement with Iran. Hear our conversation in a moment, but first, Israel's holding what have been described as stubborn talks with the Trump administration over the IDF's presence in southern Lebanon. The IDF announced today the death of First Sergeant Alexander Filin from Haifa, who was killed by a Hezbollah explosive device in Lebanon. Seven other soldiers were wounded. Tehran has complained that the IDF's presence there is a violation of the MOU that was signed last night by President Trump and President Pezeshkian. The deal calls for an end to the war on all fronts, including in Lebanon. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, has welcomed the agreement. Speaking in Geneva, Rafael Grossi said the technical work will now begin. Meanwhile, an Iranian official says that 89% of the petrochemical units that went offline during the war have already returned to production. And Iran's lead negotiator, Mohammed Bagheer Ghalibaf, says Iran does intend to impose tolls on ships using the Strait of Hormuz once the 60-day ceasefire expires. The US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has torn into European allies for failing to assist the US in the war with Iran. Hegseth said the decision to deny US forces access to bases was shameful and had put American service members at risk. Speaking at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Hegseth announced a six-month Pentagon review of American forces in Europe and said future deployments would depend on how quickly European countries could step up and assume responsibility for the continent's defense. And a rift is emerging between the United States and its Gulf partners. A senior US official says that Washington stripped Oman of its role as mediator, accusing Muscat of acting in a two-faced manner. At the same time, reports suggest Gulf Arab states are increasingly questioning the reliability of American security guarantees. According to the New York Times, vulnerabilities exposed during the conflict have prompted several Gulf countries to explore alternative defense partnerships, even as they acknowledge that a complete break from Washington remains impossible, while thousands of US troops remain stationed in the region. Before we get to today's conversation, a quick reminder that you can sponsor Israel in 10. Just drop us a line at misgavdailybrief@gmail.com. Now here's former MK and Misgav senior fellow Ruth Wasserman Land.
So that's it. The deal has been signed. All Iran has to do now is open the Strait of Hormuz and promise it won't develop nuclear weapons. Your thoughts?
First of all, we're talking about an MOU, a memorandum of understanding, and not an agreement. However, it looks terrible. It sounds terrible. And it's so terrible that one wonders if there's something behind this craziness. This is something which is extraordinarily hurtful. First and foremost, to the United States of America. I mean, this is a country which has been chanting death to America for decades, and this is what they teach their children. That's where and how they open every single day at their schools. This is a country which actually trains, encourages, funds proxies that kill and killed American troops and soldiers. So this is first and foremost, extremely bad for the Americans. And it seems, Laura, that a certain part of the administration, and I say this with caution, has been compromised. It seems as if Iranian influence, as well as Qatari influence, is at hand here, because it just doesn't add up to the American interest. I'm not even beginning to talk about the Israeli interest, throwing those who fought beside the Americans in this war under the bus.
Right, because America had the upper hand in this war, and a lot of people are saying, why not just continue the blockade on its ports? The Israelis have intelligence that their economy is on the verge of collapse.
It seems as if, again, there's been some factors within the administration, along with specifically Qatari, but not only, infiltration into the administration. However, Laura, I know that This is a very, very, very bad situation, but I do feel that there is a narrow slither of hope. Once the president's birthday, the state's 250-year anniversary, the World Games are over, there may be a change. It may come from the remainder of the Iranian leadership, because, of course, without a doubt, and this has been proved again and again, they will make a mistake. They will not abide by any agreement. It seems to me that circumstances may yet lead to a change of reality. And I don't believe I'm overly naive when I say this. I'm talking about a regime which is extraordinarily and outrageously ideologically extreme. And hence, there's a very high chance that they'll make a mistake.
Well, the immediate concern for Israel is in the north with Hezbollah in Lebanon, because this MOU does end the war on all fronts, including in Lebanon. Another IDF soldier was killed by Hezbollah today. What can Israel do now?
There's no question about the fact that the northern Israeli arena vis-a-vis Lebanon and Hezbollah will not, cannot, and should not be connected to this ridiculous MOU. It cannot be agreed to, whatever the pressures are, because this is a life and death situation. You yourself just mentioned that yet another life was taken. And honestly, very disrespectful comments about Jolani's ability to deal with Hezbollah better than Israel, while saving the lives of civilians in Lebanon, are somewhat disappointing to people who have been extraordinarily and unusually cautious about causing any deaths on the civilian level, being compared to a mega terrorist who has murdered, sent his people to rape, kidnapped, and carnage whole villages of Kurds in Syria, as well as the Druze. And we've witnessed that very, very recently in the past months, not to mention his less recent past, where he simply was an Al-Qaeda terrorist with a huge bounty on his head by the American forces that are now seemingly reinforcing him. So it seems as if there are two options. Either there is a huge game being played, which is very, very convincing, I must say, by President Trump and Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu, and or that there have been people who are indeed compromised and are serving the interests of another country, and that is Qatar, first and foremost, and the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I want to stress why I say that, Laura, with your permission. The Venezuelan model is such that the leadership of Venezuela was removed by the United States of America. The vice president of Venezuela was crowned by the United States, vowed to be loyal to the United States in the current administration, and American companies have taken over the Venezuelan resources. The money flows via an account in Qatar. So there has been an agreement by the United States, Venezuela, which was not significantly asked, but informed, and Qatar, that the account and the cash would be flowed from Venezuela, but managed by American leadership with American companies, but via an account in Qatar. And Qatar would be, let's say, the gatekeeper of that flow of money to Venezuela as per the American instruction.
So you see essentially the hand of Qatar in all of this.
330,000 people, extraordinarily manipulative, funder of every single terrorist organization on the face of the planet, and a very big manipulator with huge interest in the remainder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, weakened but existing as is. Qatar is, in essence, too much of a player in this equation. And unless we do something about this. The West is going to suffer tremendously in the near future, but also and specifically after Trump's presidency will end.
That's your Israel in 10. Thanks for watching. And please subscribe with your email using the link below. Just takes a few seconds. Thank you and goodbye.